It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, the FDA is reevaluating marijuana and could change its status as one of the most restricted drugs in the country. We'll find out what goes into that decision.
First, from Jackie Mason, Chris Farley, and the Zucker brothers to everyone's fake newspaper, The Onion, Wisconsin has a rich history of comedic talent.
With top-rated comedy clubs in Madison and Milwaukee, the past few years have seen an influx of A-list national comedians, including Wisconsin as a tour stop.
Today, we're joined by two emerging Wisconsin comedians. John Egan is a stand-up comic from Green Bay. John, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
And Stacy Kulo is with us. She is the winner of this year's Madison's Funniest Comic Contest. Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Well, Stacy, let's start with you. How did you get into doing stand-up comedy?
I've been in an improv group, Atlas Improv, which is right here in Madison, since 2008, which is how I met my boyfriend, and he was already doing stand-up comedy, and he encouraged me to try it also.
And John, your origin story.
Oh, I actually started doing it back in high school. There was kind of an improv type thing as well. And then I've been doing that ever since, and then stand up here and there, and then got serious about it.
Before we get into the Wisconsin comedy scene, I'm always amazed that people get up and do stand up. It seems like one of the loneliest, scariest things you could do. How do you psych yourself up, or is this just my personal phobia here, Stacy?
I don't know. I've never really been that scared to do it. I haven't had that much stage fright. I did like plays and stuff in high school and grade school. So
I know, but stand up, you're alone and you're seeing an audience reaction, and there's a tradition of negative response in stand up comedy. It seems different.
Right. I think, though, because you have like a set of prepared material that you know has worked before. And that's one thing that's great about Madison is there's different open mics. You can like hone your skills before you actually perform it in front of a real audience.
Mm-hmm. And John, is Wisconsin a good place to be a stand-up comic? Because we're all too polite to tell you if something isn't funny. We'll still just laugh along to be nice.
No, that's not true. There's plenty of you who do not like to laugh. No, it's a good place. I mean, any state than another. I mean, you'd probably be surprised that you have places to go to than most people. Because when I grew up, we were just talking about before the show that when we were growing up, we had no idea that you could become a stand-up comedian in Wisconsin and live in Wisconsin.
Well, let's talk about where you can go and do or see stand-up comedy in Wisconsin. Stacy, I don't know about that many comedy clubs around the state, but there are more than I knew about. What's the scene like?
Yeah, well, there's right here in Madison, there's the Comedy Club on State, which is great. I think people there do like to laugh because it's smart people, college town, but it's also big drinking culture. So a mix of those two things makes for a good audience. But there's also Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee. There's the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton. Those are the ones I've been to. Mm-hmm.
And then up in Green Bay, where you're based, John, what's the scene like up there?
We had an improv club called Comedy City up there. And then actually recently we renamed it into a bar. And then we started doing stand-up every Thursday. So that kind of like reinvigorated myself into it. So you could do it every week instead of no scene. Up until that point, there wasn't anything north of Appleton.
And do people, I do music around town in the state sometimes. It's hard to get people to show up. Maybe it's just us. Do a lot of people come out to see the comedy in these towns?
It really depends. You can't predict it. Mm. It's, you know, one week you'll have 50 people. The other week you'll cancel.
It doesn't really.
Yeah. Even between the shows for like 7:30 and 9:30, 7:30 sold out, 9:30 canceled. We're done. We're go home. It's weird. You can't predict it.
What's the smallest crowd you've played, Stacy?
Maybe like 10 people.
10? Okay. Is it harder to do it when there's not a big group of people out there to get that wall of laughter?
Yes.
I guess it depends on the situation, too, where, I mean, if you feel comfortable enough to talk to them and if you can kind of see them, it's fine. Where I did a show for 4 people, and other people before me did a lot of anti-religious material. So I was like, I will talk to them because they're not getting a response. And it was a pastor and his family. He's not going to respond to that. And then when you start talking to him, then you can kind of joke around and figure out the material. And then they can enjoy themselves because they don't feel attacked.
Now, I've seen movies about comedians in L.A., and it's cutthroat, but still there's a camaraderie. You two aren't at each other's throats in here. Is there a camaraderie, John, among Wisconsin comedians?
I would say so. Yeah, I mean, we help each other out. I mean, I think Stacy gave my name for one of these programs. I gave her name when Green Bay was looking for opener. So you kind of help each other out because why would you compete? I mean, what's the point of hating each other? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't in a small community.
And you've both, I think, opened for some touring national comics who come through the state. Stacy, how hard is it to get those opening gigs?
I think once that you've kind of established yourself and people know that you have good jokes, you become like a go-to for someone that could open for someone like that. It kind of depends. Like, if it's a big theater, you kind of need to have a reputation that someone can just find you and ask you. But just in the local scene, I don't know, you can kind of just ask. No one's taken it yet. You can open for someone like that.
Mm-hmm. John, have you gotten any good opening gigs for people coming through town?
Yeah, but it's about the same thing. Yeah. It's kind of about luck, timing, and then having the owner like you, or, you know, having good sets, basically. It's a combination of a lot of things.
Who do you go to for feedback? I know there's a lot of honing and crafting for doing stand-up. How do you get that feedback? Or is it just from what the audience reacts to and doesn't react to? How about John first?
I would say so. A lot of it is feedback. But other times, if a headliner talks to me, or like the main comic talks to me about something they saw, I'll take that in consideration. Or if I talk to them in between shows about other things, that usually brings up material. So it's kind of like a more conversational type thing.
And Stacey, how do you hone the craft?
Yeah, I'd say sometimes it's other comedians. Like, one of my best jokes, a local comedian gave me a suggestion for it. And my boyfriend and I obviously both do it, so we are kind of each other's biggest helpers in that regard. But yeah, just performing in front of an audience, I think, is one of the best ways to get your material crafted. I've noticed that jokes that work here won't work the same in Appleton. Like, it's almost different audiences up there. So you kind of have to test out material in different places to see what works and what doesn't.
And when you talk to people from the national scene, do they have that same sense what works wherever they came from might not work when they play in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I definitely think so. People talk about having, like, material that works in, like, L.A. and New York, but not necessarily working in the Midwest, or vice versa.
Do you have to fly, you know, play it by ear? And even though you've got your plan, what you were planning to bring to the audience, do you have to change it on the fly?
I don't do it a lot. Just I don't know, because it's hard to do that, just to switch over. I mean, you can do it, but usually I have my set, and if it doesn't work out, I'll switch a little bit, or if I need more time, I'll throw a couple more things in. But usually I like to stick to it to know if I want to use it or not.
Do we have a lot of good comics here in Wisconsin, Stacey?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. The contest that I won in February, the top 10, top 20 was just, like, saturated with talent. It was going to be very hard to win. And there's a few headliners, national headliners, that have come out of here also.
And John, up in Green Bay, Fox Cities area, a lot of good people up there?
Yeah, it's definitely growing. I mean, it was a lot smaller, but now, yeah, we're having the same, like, a group of, I would say, 7 or 8 of us that are starting to do the same clubs around Wisconsin, starting to get to know people. And it's nice to have that camaraderie with the people that are near you.
You know, I've seen a lot of stand-up on TV. I've only been out to see stand-up in person really a couple of times in my life. I guess it's not on my radar. I want to hear both of you make the case for people to get out and check out some stand-up. Stacey?
I guess before I started doing it, I didn't really know much about it. Like, I didn't really grow up watching it or knowing much about it. I'm still learning a lot about all these famous headliners from the 80s and everything. But yeah, it's a great night out. Like, people always come up to me and say it was their first time and that they had a really good time. They didn't know what to expect. So check out the Comedy Club on State.
And John, make your pitch for people to come out and see some comedy.
I don't know. Just go. Everyone likes to laugh. That's the whole thing. Every time you talk to a coworker or somebody else, they'll say, well, I need to get out there. Okay, well, you have to do it. Like, you have to take the initiative and Google just your city and comedy club and find something and just show up. Because people like laughing. That's what.
And whether they have influenced you or not, do you have a favorite stand-up to watch in person or recorded?
Oh, boy. I guess I have to go back to my first CD I ever listened to was Dennis Leary when I was 6. Mm. Probably shouldn't have listened to it, but talked about drinking beer and eating red meat and smoking. I'm like, I'm 6, guys.
Maybe he has influenced your comedy. Maybe he's influenced your life, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm a very angry person, so I'm the same way. So
Stacey, a favorite?
I have so many favorites. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is actually from Wisconsin, Pete Lee. He's from Janesville, but he's in New York now, doing great.
Okay. And, of course, before you leave us, can you tell us what is the deal with airline food? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think that you get it anymore. I wish.
That's true. It's non-existence. That's killed. It's a real staple of old-school stand-up comedy
humor.
That's
the deal with cookies.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I'll try to check out your shows sometime in Madison. John, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
And Stacey, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Stacey Kulo and John Egan. They're both stand-up comedians here in Wisconsin.